Regarding prophets Abraham and Ishmael, who were ordered to proclaim the pilgrimage and establish its rites, the Quran says in chapter 22, verses 26 through 37, "And we settled for Abraham and Ishmael the place of the holy mosque. We said, you shall not associate with me anything. Purify my house for those who circumambulate it, and those who stand, and for those who bow and prostrate. Proclaim the pilgrimage to people. They will come on to you on foot and on every lean camel. They shall come from every deep ravine, that they witness profitable things for them, and mention the name of Allah on well-known days over the flocks which He has provided them. Eat thereof, and feed the wretched poor. Then let the pilgrims accomplish their acts of cleansing, and let them fulfill their vows, and circumambulate the ancient house. All that. And whosoever venerates the sacred rites of Allah, it shall be better for him with his Lord. The flocks are lawful to you, except that which is recited to you. Therefore, avoid the filth of idols, and avoid speaking falsely, being of pure faith to Allah, not associating anything with him. He who associates others with Allah is like he who falls from heaven and is snatched away by the birds or carried off by the wind to some far-off place. All that, and he who venerates the waymarks of Allah, surely it is from the piety of their hearts. In them you have benefits until an appointed time. After, their place of sacrifice is the ancient house. For every nation we have appointed a holy ritual, that they pronounce the name of Allah over the beasts of flocks which he has provided them. Your God is one God. To him surrender yourselves. Give glad tidings to the humble, whose hearts, when Allah is mentioned, quake, who endure their misfortunes with patience, and establish the prayers and spend of that which we have provided them. And the camels we have made a part of the waymarks of Allah. In them is good for you. Pronounce over them the name of Allah when they are hobbled and when they have fallen down on their sides. And eat of them and feed the impoverished non-requester and the requester. As such, we have subjected them to you in order that you give thanks. Their flesh and blood does not reach Allah, rather it is the piety that from you that reaches him. As such, he has subjected them to you in order that you exalt Allah for guiding you and give glad tidings to the generous."